Good morning. The reason that I'm up here this morning is to testify to God's faithfulness, to his ability to save sinners. Ezekiel 36 says, God says, "For the sake of my holy name, I will put a clean heart in you and cause you to walk in my statutes." This is what God has done in my life. From a young age, all the way from middle school through high school, I knew who Jesus was. I did not have a personal relationship with Jesus. Rebellion reigned in my life. If somebody told me to do something, I would do the exact opposite. Pride, rebellion, sin ruled in my life. Chasing worldly pleasures. There is no satisfaction in those things. Through high school, I went to academy, had a knowledge of who Jesus was. Once again, did not have a personal relationship with him. Met my wife, Samantha, at CSC in 2008. Went to work for a gentleman that lives near Whitney. Through that experience, through God's working, through many people, the gospel was shared. The gospel was taught to me. Christ opened my eyes. Before that, I was still chasing worldly pleasures, whether it was work or alcohol or pornography. That's what I was chasing. No satisfaction in those things. God reached down in a double-wide trailer house and pulled me out of a sinful life, okay? He is faithful and just. While I was yet a sinner, Christ pulled me out of that sin through his love, okay? Christ taught me what it means to love, to be loved. Those people that shared the gospel with me are the means that Jesus used to bring me to know who he is, okay? To know his word. I am very, very grateful for God's word and the testimony and the power that is in God's word. Those people who shared the gospel with me still to this day are very special to me. They hold me accountable. They grow me. We have many good conversations. That is very important. I can tell you from experience that if you don't have people in your life who are pushing you, who are calling you, who are studying the Bible with you, find them. Get them. It is super important to be grown in faith through other believers. Today, I want to tell you the way, some ways that God has changed my heart. God has put a heart of flesh in me, and when he does that, it changes your whole life. It changes the way, changes what you live for. It changes eternity. I am looking forward to an eternity with my Savior, Jesus Christ. And I pray that that's the same for you. I'll talk about that in a minute. A couple things that God has changed in my heart is the yearning to see people brought to the Lord. When you're living for yourself, you think of nobody but yourself. And when God puts a heart of flesh in you, it changes that. And I pray that for each and every one of us, that God puts a heart of flesh in us and changes us. I want to share the best news in the world with people. Okay? God has put love for others in my heart. God opened my eyes through the adoption process. Any of you that know our story, God has placed four beautiful daughters and a son in my life, and there was a time in foolish pride that I said that would never happen. And from experience, be careful what you say never will happen, because God has a way of saying, no, I'm going to humble you, I'm going to show you things, and I'm going to teach you. What a massive blessing from God those five children are, for a couple of reasons. One, to show sin in my life. Children have a way of showing parents their need for God's ever-sustaining power. If you're a parent, you know what I'm talking about. If you're not a parent, pray for God's sustaining power if it's His will for you to have children, because you will need it. One question that has helped me in battling sin in my life is a question that Jesus asked the disciples in Mark. And that question is, who do you say that I am? Who do you say Jesus is in your heart? Is He the Jesus that's in the Bible? Is He a Jesus that you've made up in your mind that you want Him to be? Study, read the scriptures. Do you find your satisfaction in Christ? Are you satisfied with Christ and all that He is? I was not satisfied with Christ and all that He was before He opened my eyes. It's a beautiful thing, Christ's faithfulness. I was living in rebellion against God. If you are hearing this morning and living in rebellion against God, please repent and believe in the gospel. The good news that we are in need of a Savior. Okay, I was in need of a Savior. Christ died for me while I was yet sinning. Okay, we need a Savior. Repent. Humble yourself. Christ came to die on the cross for your sin and my sin. Ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior this morning. And I can truly attest that God is faithful, that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our trespasses and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Does that mean that I'm a sinless man? Absolutely not. Okay? I battle sin every single day. But through God's power, we have victory over sin. I want to read a quote by Charles Spurgeon about self-sufficiency. Do not become self-sufficient. Self-sufficiency is Satan's net where he catches men like poor, silly fish and destroys them. Be not self-sufficient. The way to grow strong in Christ is to become weak in yourself. God pours no power into man's heart till man's power is all poured out. Live then daily a life of dependence on the grace of God. Before Christ put a heart of flesh in me, I was trying to be self-sufficient. It's impossible. Okay? With man, it is impossible. With God, all things are possible. He will put a new heart of flesh in you if you repent and believe in the gospel. God is faithful. I'm going to pray now. Father, thank You for Your faithfulness, for the grace, the plan to save sinners. Father, thank You for the cross. Oh, how I pray that we would repent and believe. Father, that we would submit ourselves to You. Father, come into our hearts. Fill us with Your Holy Spirit. I pray that You would be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.